to you.
Velasquez sharing a moment with Max Lucado.
There's a verse in the Bible, and Eugene Peterson translated in the Message. He said that our God is not a God of favors, but a God of wonders. And when you move out of that God of favors thing, or just to give me a parking place or to get me a job promotion, into the God of wonders, who does wonderful things for his people, even in difficult times, I think that's a major step in our faith.
To hear all the time we spent with Max Lucado, click the interviews button at DougAndJackie.com.
Weekday morning, 6 to 10, reach 95 WFBR.
It's Hometown Talk on WFBR.
We got a really special guest coming in. Longtime girls basketball coach at Mount Washington Middle School, Crystal Scott.
Cindy Prestigiacomo, director of CASA. Bullock County.
We got our special guest today, Colonel Roy Daugherty. And then we've got Chet Needy, we've got Robert Troutman, Rusty,
and Trevor.
Trevor!
We have no idea who else may come by.
Well, so anybody.
We'll just have to wait and
anybody
see.
And anyhow could come by.
Hometown Talk, Saturday mornings live at 9 here on Reach 95 WFBR.
Reach 95 FM, making it a better night with Nightline. Nightline.
Hi, this is Andrea, and I hope you can join me every weeknight for Nightline. We'll talk about life and family and share some incredible...
If you want, George, you want to talk just a little bit about... You know, what game, how big of a game this is.
Reach 95 FM, making it a better night with Nightline. Nightline.
Hi, this is Andrea, and I hope you can join me every weeknight for Nightline. We'll talk about life and family and share some incredible songs together. When a topic is close to your heart, I'd love to hear from you. Thanks for listening to Nightline.
Nightline. Nightline with Andrea.
Weeknights 8 to midnight here on WFBR.
Hey there, I'm Stu Gray, filling in for Josh Ashton on the Weekend 22 Countdown. This week on the show, Chris Tomlin shares his favorite scripture. Need to breathe, tell us how they got their start. The actor is talking about what keeps him motivated, and for King and Country, reveal the role models in their lives. We also have a chance for you to win a pair of tickets to see the film The Young Messiah. And we'll hear some new music from Francesca Battistelli in Finding Favor.
Sundays 4 to 6 p.m. on Reach 95 WFBR.
This is WFBR, Low Power FM, Mount Washington.
Reach 95 FM.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to North Bullitt High School and first round action in the 6th Region Tournament as Bullitt East gets set to take on North Bullitt in what should be a dandy. I'm George Russell, along with Ricky Troutman. Ron Washburn running the controls tonight. We got John Michael out of here.
Yeah, we'll finally have an award-winning broadcast.
Ricky looking around. The gym's already full. Still a few people lingering outside, but this place is going to be packed tonight. What a game. I mean, just tremendous excitement around both these programs. Bullitt East, you know, didn't play so well the last time out. Got a chance for redemption tonight.
And yeah, George, you're right. And Bullitt East couldn't wait to take the floor after that disappointing loss to Fern Creek. But, I mean, got to give all the credit to Fern Creek. They're in the top 20, have been all year, very talented team. Actually, probably should have beat Bullitt East twice this year. But these kids couldn't wait to get on the floor to redeem themselves. George, for North Bullitt, you know, best year they've had 20, 25 years, I would say. You know, win a district championship for the first time in no telling how long. And it's unfortunate for North Bullitt that they drew Bullitt East. Bullitt East either could have drawn North Bullitt or gone to Doss. So for Bullitt East, the draw worked out. You for darn sure didn't want to go to Doss, who were 24-5, to have to play there tonight. You much rather would have opened up against North. But this place is electric. Both sides of the bleachers are full. Got both pep bands playing, and it is going to be rocking in here tonight.
I can't wait. We're about 7.5 minutes away from tip-off, and we'll go ahead and take a two-minute timeout, and we'll be right back as we're counting you down to Bullitt East and North Bullitt.
Hi, I'm Tim Gonerman. Pre-planning your final arrangements is one of the most thoughtful decisions you can make for your loved ones. By making the arrangements of your choosing in advance, you spare your family the burden and stress of making difficult decisions during their time of grief and mourning. In addition, making your final arrangements now will protect you and your loved ones against future price increases. Also, Schmidt Funeral Home will accept transfer of your existing pre-arranged agreement from any other firm at no additional cost to you. Call us for a personal tour. Schmidt Funeral Home, Mount Washington, our family serving your family.
People's Bank Mount Washington offers a wide variety of mortgage products. Whether you are looking to refinance, purchase, or build the home of your dreams, we can provide you with the financing you need. Our outstanding loan staff will help your dreams come true. Call 538-7301. Small Town Banking, Big City Services, where our focus is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. People's Bank Mount Washington is proud to support Bullitt East Sports on WFBR.
Value Market in Mount Washington is a proud community leader and supporter of WFBR. For fast, friendly service, stop in today for name brand groceries at prices discounted every day. Value Market has a number of services that can make your life easier. They offer online shopping, local delivery, a full service post office, and a fast, friendly pharmacy. Value Market has been serving Mount Washington for 6 years and has been family owned for 34 years. If you want to support local business, then shop Value Market, Kentucky Proud Retailer of the Year.
The Heitzman Traditional Bakery is an underwriting supporter of Reach 95 FM. Located at 9426 Shelbyville Road, the Heitzman Bakery is the home of fresh baked breads, rolls, melt-in-your-mouth cookies, moist and delicious cakes, and the delicatessen of choice in Louisville. Heitzman Traditional Bakery and Deli has brought sensational flavor and catering to Kentuckiana for over 120 years. For more information, call them at 426-7736 or visit their website at heitzman-bakery.com.
I can hear that. And we're back here at North Bullitt High School, 5 minutes away from tip-off between Bullitt East and North Bullitt in the first round of six region coverage. Ricky Troutman along with George Russell, Ronnie Washburn. Rick, let's go ahead and talk about these teams a little bit as Bullitt East comes back out onto the floor. They're down to our right, dressed in their black uniforms, trimmed in red and gold. North Bullitt will be in their whites, trimmed in gold and green.
George, this is a rematch between these two teams that battled at Bullitt East on February the 19th. It was a game that Bullitt East pretty much had in hand from pretty much the second quarter on. North Bullitt did make a run. Middle of that third quarter, Bullitt East did end up winning by 9 points, but it was a game that the Chargers had pretty much well in hand. Good game by Bailey Rakes. Bailey ended up with 23 points. Tyler Sharp had 17. Brandon Clefitt had 12. Sharp had, with those 17 points, on only 7 of 17 field goals. So not a stellar outing for Tyler. North Bullitt, on the other hand, they got 21 points from Jared Free. 11 points from freshman Corey Girton. 14 from Brendan Holt. This Corey Girton, he is going to be a player to be reckoned with. Just a freshman for North Bullitt. And if he stays here in the program, he's going to be one to keep an eye on in the next 4 years.
And, Ricky, of course, no love lost between these two programs. This was a rivalry that goes back to 81, you know, when Bullitt East opened. And
yeah, I remember. I was there.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I do remember those
days. I was in the third grade, but I was there.
And anyway, Ricky, you know, these guys, you have to wonder if you may not come out just a little bit too jacked up for games like this. That's the concern for the coaches.
Yeah. The good thing about, I guess, if you're Bullitt East, you're familiar with coming over here and playing. I think the pressure is on North because they're the ones playing at home. Yeah, they're the underdog in this thing. But you're facing a team, you know, I've said on previous broadcasts, you never want to play a game that's got revenge factored in. However, I will take Bullitt East coming off a disappointing loss to Fern Creek, being mad and wanting to get back on the floor, then I would, you know, North Bullitt want to take revenge because it's newer, it's fresher for Bullitt East, the disappointment, and I think they're going to come out with something to prove tonight.
Yeah, and of course, you know, Fern Creek was a tough matchup for Bullitt East. Fern Creek plays outstanding defense. They got stout kids. They're not that big overall. A little couple of lengthy guys inside, but they can get after you, and they really did a nice job of getting in Bullitt East's face and guarding them extremely tough man-to-man the other night.
Yeah, speaking of defense, Bullitt East, Jason Pricks had it in the Courier-Journal this morning. Bullitt East leads the region in points given up per game, averaging 56 points per game. And that kind of shocked me, to be honest with you. They played a really good schedule. And to be holding teams of 56 points per game is a testament to how much better they got defensively because I was rough on them first of the year. I was hard on them about their defense. They've made big strides, and they need to do it again tonight here at North Bullitt.
And we're about a minute and a half here away from tip-off. The officials are coming over to the table. Have a good one. And again, you know, I think the concern for Bob Blackburn is to make sure that his guys know what you want to do. You come out, you're ready to play, and you show good energy. But you don't want to, like you said before, Ricky, there should be no revenge. And you know, again, the concern would be that Bullitt East tries to come out here and rebound from that Fern Creek game in a way to say, that was a fluke. You know, we're better than that. And, you know, when the expectations are too high, you know, sometimes it makes it extremely tough in any sport.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And what Bullitt East needs to do, they cannot let North Bullitt get out to a big lead early and get this crowd base. I mean, this is – North Bullitt's had a pretty good year, but I'm pretty sure that they haven't filled the stands like they are tonight. You can't let that crowd be a factor here and get them, let them get involved. You got to stay on them. stay on them hard, and never let them have that get that momentum.
And of course, I'm sure Bullet East is going to see a different. They're going to see a different defense tonight. You know, I would imagine North Bullet's going to have to play some zone defense, and at some point, you're just going to have to hope. You're just going to have to hope that Bullet East misses some shot. They're not going to be able to play that man-to-man defense that Fern Creek played on East. And again, you know, I think that's the tough matchup for Bullet East. When they play Fern Creek, they have guys that can really, really get after them. And, you know, they missed a lot of shots around the basket the other night, too.
Yeah, exactly. And Fern Creek are much quicker jumpers than what we are. Not so much tonight for North Bullet.
And, Ricky, we're getting ready for the national anthem. And we'll go ahead and take a two-minute timeout, and we'll be right back with Bullet East and North Bullet.
These days, the concept of value matters more than ever. And you'd be hard-pressed to find a better value than high school sports. Extracurricular activities, including sports, make up about 2% of the budget for a typical Kentucky high school. In return, participation in sports promotes citizenship and sportsmanship. Sports also instill a sense of community pride and teach lifelong lessons about cooperation and self-discipline. They encourage physical fitness. They produce community leaders. By offering so many benefits to the community for such a small percentage of a school's overall budget, it's easy to see why high school sports are one of the best bargains around. The real cost would come from not having them at all. High school sports, a winning part of a complete education. This message presented by the Kentucky High School Athletic Association and the Kentucky High School Athletic Directors Association.
For over 120 years, the Pioneer News has been proud to cover the events and happenings of Bullitt County. The Pioneer News is now proud to sponsor Bullitt East High School Sports and WFBR. Sports editor Mike Farner and publisher Thomas Barr combined for over 45 years of covering Bullitt County sports. Check out the Pioneer News every Monday and Wednesday, or visit us at pioneernews.net.
Reach 95.3 and Charger Basketball would like to thank Lori B. Casey, attorney at law, for her continued support of Charger Basketball. Lori has been serving the community for over 17 years with primary focus on criminal and personal injury cases. Lori can be found on our website at LoriCaseyATTY.com or by phone at 531-9664. Again, 531-9664. Go Chargers. Kentucky does not certify specialties of law. Preceding announcement is an advertisement.
And we're back here at North Bullet High School. They've just played the national anthem, and we're set for the starting lineups between Bullet East and North Bullet.
And, you know, George, I'll tell you, I got goosebumps because this, as a player and a coach and a fan, this time of the year, and these are the games that you live for. That's why you play summer ball, you know, and to be playing your rival on their home floor in front of a packed house. I really can't understand why we don't have the crowds that we do. Bullet East travels well, don't get me wrong. But overall, us moving into the sixth region, we don't get a lot of packed houses, but we sure have one here tonight.
We sure do, and the North Bullet people are up right now as they await the starting lineup for the North Bullet Eagles. Bullet East will go with Rakes and Tyler Sharp at the guard position. Brandon Cleafitt and Jared Ferris along with Wilson. Now, they will use Garrett Wilson at the forward position along with Tyler Sharp. We're right down on the floor here at the game, so yeah, we're practically in the action.
Yeah, you can't beat these seats. Even though we don't have the best vantage point, if you haven't been to North Bullet in a while, the difference when you walk in is that they no longer have the seats down toward the one end of the gym opposite the stage. And so that's all been cleared out. So it looks, I haven't been here in 2 or 3 years, and it looks a little different. At least the cheerleaders, they've got a lot of room.
Yeah, it really does, and there's a tremendous amount of space. I would venture to guess maybe 30 feet behind the it's probably more than that.
Hell yeah.
Maybe 40 feet behind the backboard and the wall. So depth perception on that end of the floor could be difficult tonight. That's the way East will go. They're going left to right as we see it. Jared Ferris in to jump against Zach June. Ferris easily controls the tip over to Sharp. Gives it to Race out near midcourt.
Both bullets start tight in a matchup 2-3 zone, it looks like.
Rakes will let it go off a right wing. Bingo!
He starts out hot the way he had, 23 against North when we played him on the 19th.
3-0 Bullet East. East comes with a little three-quarter token pressure. Jared Free walks it up, fires a pass on the left side to Donovan.
East settles back in that man-to-man.
Down on the baseline, Donovan drives, cut off by Cleafitt, stolen away by Sharp. Sharp, left-handed dribble, down the left side, Wilson. Back out to Sharp. Cross-court pass to Rakes, high on the right side. Down on the right baseline to Cleafitt, bounces it to Ferris. 10 feet away, makes a spin move, kicks it out. Sharp, 20-footer left side, no good. There's a fight for it, tapped out of there by Rakes. Pass fired inside of the big guy. He lays it up and in.
That's huge, Ferris. Huge mismatch inside for Ferris. He's probably 2 inches taller and about 50 pounds heavier at least.
5-0 Bullet East. Sharp on Donovan. He drives a little head fake, laid it in. All the way down into the paint. 5-2 Bullet East. Sharp to Rakes. He works it across the stripe. Fires a pass, knocked away. Donovan tipped it out of bounds. Bullet East ball.
Good reflexes that time by you and Ron. Like you said, George, we're right on the floor, and that ball was headed right toward us.
Again, 5-2 Bullet East, 6:38 left, first quarter. Rakes on the left side to Wilson. He goes and gets it right back. Ferris sets a screen. Passes on the right side. Wilson, he lets go a three. No good. Ferris up for the rebound. Went to lay it up and was knocked out of bounds as Free saved the layup for North Bullet.
Yeah, good. Let me tell you something. Jared Ferris has got a lot to prove tonight against Fern Creek. He set out most of the second half. So far, he's come out to play.
Here's Rakes off the left baseline. Rattles out. Ferris, the big guy, up to get it. Puts down a dribble. Lays it up and in.
Well, we've seen Ferris go 0 for 14 against Spencer County, missing shots like that the other night against Fern Creek. Tonight, 2 for 2.
7-2, and here's a dead charge. Ferris set up in the paint, and Donovan just drove it all the way down the floor and went way too deep and ran right over Ferris.
Well, I tell you what, if they wanted to get, they being Bullet East coaches, wanted to get Ferris's attention after that Fern Creek game, they got it because that kid has come out to play these first 2 minutes.
And they need Jared Ferris. Sharp. Cross the stripe, off to Cleafitt, to the free throw line. Kicks it, left baseline, Wilson, three ball, no good. Guess who got the rebound? Ferris, out to Sharp, 22-footer, right side, perfect.
Boy, Ferris making everything happen. Tyler Sharp stepped into a rhythm three. You give him that wide open of a look, he's going to nail it every time.
10-2, Bullet East, 5:46 left first. Free has it. North Bullet struggling to get a look here on the offensive end. Free now, he'll just pull up, shoot a jumper, no good.
Yeah, not a good shot.
Rebounded by Sharp, he's in a hurry. Straight down the center of the floor. He's cut off there by Donovan. Fires it over to Wilson. He's high on the left side. Oh, slides down the left side, may a walk. Off to Ferris, in a little trouble, hands it off to Rakes. And he backpedals out near midcourt. Henson right there on it, gives it off to Ferris. Ter Sharp, pull up jumper, 17, good.
Five in a row by Tyler. Boys hot.
Tyler Sharp's cooking with gas. 12-2. Bullet East leads North Bullet here in the first quarter. 5:08 left. We got a 30-second timeout, and we'll take a break. We'll be back. Bullet East North.
People's Bank. Over the last 100 years, People's Bank Mount Washington has been the community bank of choice. While the area has grown, some things have not changed at all. We are still committed to being the only bank that you will ever need. With prompt service and 2 convenient locations, you can count on People's Bank Mount Washington, where our focus is you. People's Bank Mount Washington is a proud sponsor of Bullet East Athletics on WFBR. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
12-2, Bullet East leads North Bullet. The Eagles have the ball. 5:06 left here in the first quarter.
George, first time these two teams played, I was highly impressed with Jared Free, the senior little left-handed guard for North. He doesn't look like a basketball player, but he sure can play the game. And now they've got Gerton, the freshman, who's handling the ball now.
He slides down the left side all the way to the baseline, keeps his dribble, into the paint, fires a pass on the baseline, dumped off, layup, missed, no good. fight for it in there, and laid back up and in by June. And Rakes hustles it up for East, fires it on the right side to Wilson. Howe on the right side to Rakes. Clefett sets a screen. Rakes goes to Sharp straight away. Skip pass down on the baseline. There's a foul, no call. But yeah, Wilson got held.
Got pushed out of bounds, too.
Sharp now will dribble it down the left side off to Wilson. DeFerris, the big guy, makes a spin move. Left-hand layup, good.
And there is absolutely nothing that Zach June from North Bullock can do with that big a body of 270 pounds, Jared Ferris.
He's given away about 5 inches and about 70 pounds.
Yeah.
14-4 East, 357. Here in the first, Napier has it on the left wing. Drives base, baseline on Clefett. Clefett cuts him off. Comes out top to June. He hands it off to Free. Fires a pass down on the left baseline to Henson. Henson sticks a three.
Good play that time by North. Nice execution.
14-7 East. Sharp across the stripe. Fires it to Rakes. Rakes wants a screen. Now he'll just drive to the left elbow. Jumper on the way. No good. Ferris had a tap at it. No good. Rebounded in there by Rakes. Put it up. Missed it. Goes and gets it back. Puts down a dribble. Stolen away by Free. Jump ball.
That time Jared Ferris, George, he tried to bat it in. Go up with two hands and bring that sucker down and go back up strong with it. There is nobody that can stop him around the basket.
And right now, Bullitt, he's just causing all kinds of problems on the offensive glass for North Bullitt. Girton works it up against Sharp.
Bullitt, he's still in that man-to-man.
Going to the right side to Henson. Straight away to Napier. Napier wants to drive. Pulls his dribble up, hands it off to Henson. Rakes has got him. Henson drives to the top of the key. Gives it off to Napier. Great defense from Clefett. He walked. Nice defense by Brandon Clefett.
And, George, the last time these two teams played, Connor Polson was in the starting lineup for Garrett Wilson. Remember, Wilson had that shoulder injury, so he is a perfect matchup against Jared Free of North Bullitt. He is hounding him wherever Free goes, Wilson goes.
And checking in for North Bullitt is their tallest player, number 35, Brennan Holt. Sharp gives it off the rake. It's high on the left side. Gives it back to Sharp. North matching up out of this zone. Sharp drives to the baseline. Now fires a pass out to Wilson. He's wide open. Missed it. Rake's got the rebound, laid it in.
Right place at the right time. Bailey said, I'll sure take it.
16-7 East. 2:14 left. Here goes Free.
Yeah, and you've got to give Free as fouls on Bailey. I think that's who they're going to call it on. But you got to give him a little bit of room when he's coming at you with a full head of steam.
And Jared Ferris checks out for Bullitt East. Nice job by the big guy. He's been tough here in the first. 2:09 left, north the inbound. They look for Henson, can't get it. Girton's in trouble. There's a ball tip, loose. Wilson got away with a foul. Didn't matter, went right to Henson. He stuck it.
Henson 2-for-2 from Treyland for North.
16-10, minute 58 left first. Sharp, long cross court, dangerous pass to Osborne. Comes back out to Tyler Sharp near midcourt. Free right there on him. Out here goes Tyler, one-on-one. Off to Clefett. He'll shoot the three off the left side. Perfect.
Clefett, a good three-point shooter. He stretches the defense, and it causes you to come out and get him. That time, draining a three.
19-10, Bullitt East. Free's got it. Slides down the right side. Sharp's got it. Here's a pass down on the inside to Holt. He just makes a little spin move in there. It's actually June, and he laid it up and in. 19-12, East. Osborne, threw it away, stolen away by Henson. Here comes Henson, behind the back dribble, midcourt. Fires a pass up on the left side to Free, drives down the right side, blocked out of there. June's got the rebound, kicks it out to Holt, he sticks it.
Boy, I tell you, not the most textbook of shots, but Holt put it in the hole.
19-14, Bullitt East by 5, 52 seconds left. Rakes, along with Jared Ferris, set to check back in for Bullitt East.
Osborne's got to cut down on his turnovers, George. Last few games, he's had quite a few turnovers.
There's Tyler Sharp, dribbles it out near midcourt. Henson's on him. He gives it off to Osborne.
And if you're North Bullitt here, George, you are just tickled pink. Bullitt East started out like a house on fire. Oh, they've only missed a couple shots.
That's over and back, and that's a good call. I think Sharp was the last one to hit it. He took his eye off of it just a little bit. Henson pressured. Lost control of it and went into the backcourt.
Yeah, if you're North right here, only down 5 points. Bullitt East has played well.
19-14, North Bullitt will have it. And a chance to cut into this five-point lead. 20 seconds left. And Corey Girton will be the inbound trigger man for North Bullitt.
This game's all of what was advertised, George.
Into free, into backcourt. Garrity Zell right there on him as he crosses the stripe. Gives it off to Henson on the right side. Henson's going to throw one up from 25, missed it. Rebounded by Rakes, and that's going to bring us to the end of the first quarter with Bullitt East leading North Bullitt 19-14. We'll take a 60-second break. We'll be right back with Bullitt East and North.
The Heitzman Traditional Bakery is an underwriting supporter of Reach 95 FM. Located at 9426 Shelbyville Road, the Heitzman Bakery is the home of fresh baked breads, rolls, melt-in-your-mouth cookies, moist and delicious cakes, and the delicatessen of choice in Louisville. Heitzman Traditional Bakery and Deli has brought sensational flavor and catering to Kentuckiana for over 120 years. For more information, call them at 426-7736 or visit their website at heitzman-bakery.com.
Hey, this is Jason from Building 429, and you're invited to join us as a part of the next edition of the CCM Radio Magazine.
For over 15 years, Jason and the guys have been impacting the world and encouraging us with their music.
This week, we spotlight some of their biggest songs. Plus, of course, we'll count down the top five most listened to songs of the week on Christian radio. I'm Wade McShane.
And I'm Tammy Arender.
Join us for the next CCM Radio Magazine.
Heard twice each weekend, Saturday and Sunday nights at 9 here on Reach 95 FM.
And we're back here at North Bullitt High School, 19-14. Bullitt East leads North at the end of one. And the Chargers will have the ball starting the second quarter.
George, good thing for Bullitt East. A couple things. Number one, they're shooting a pretty good percentage. Number two, they got Ferris playing well. And 2A, nobody is in foul trouble yet.
Rakes takes it in the backcourt. Here's a backdoor cut. Off the Sharp, reverse layup, good.
Second assist of the game so far for big boy Ferris.
Donovan hurries it up for North Bullitt. He's cut off there by Sharp. Still got his dribble. That slides out between the circles. Wants to go right. Great job by Cleveland. Cuts him off.
North Bullitt, their offense, they spread you out, and they look to go one-on-one.
They go on the right side to Henson. Henson comes out top to Holt. Cleveland right on him. Now he gives it off to Henson. Gives it off to Donovan. Drives down the left baseline. Cut off. Gives it out to Holt again. He's open. Missed the jumper. Goes in, gets his own rebound. Poor job of East boxing out there on the shot.
Yeah, and I really, you know, if I'm Corey Craddock and he's upset about it, I don't think that was a very good call. They called it on Holt.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I thought Holt had the ball.
Yeah, technically called him over the back or whatever, but not Bullitt East gets a break there.
He's got a break. That was an easy one. 21-14 Chargers. Sharp across midcourt, left side to Rakes. Henson right there with him. Cleveland comes out high to set a screen. Gives it off to Ferris. Hands it off to Sharp. Bounces it down there to Ferris. A big guy wants to make a move. He's double teamed, cut off. So he kicks it out to the open man. To Cleveland, left baseline. He'll shoot the three. Good.
Two in a row from three-point land for Cleveland. And all that does, George, is that stretches that North Bullitt offense. Gives Ferris more room to operate.
24-14. Great defense here by Bullitt East. Boy, Sharp had – he jumped the route. His free drove all the way around, went across the baseline, tried to pass it out. Sharp had a steal but couldn't control it.
And what a player Tyler is, the 6th region player of the year, one of the best that's ever played at Bullitt East. All-around game he's got.
Holt inbounds it to Free. Free dribbles it out near midcourt. Gives it to June. He turns around, faces the basket at the top of the key. Now comes out to Donovan. Goes on a dribble down into the lane. All the way down. Puts it up and he walks. Great defense there by Sharp. Bullies defense sharp.
Yeah, yeah. They're
no pun intended.
Yeah. Actually, Donovan got away with two walks. I thought he walked before that as well.
Well, look, a little bit of token pressure. They'll fire the pass up the head to Cleafitt. Dumps it off. Ferris, 10-footer on the way, rattled out. No good. Fight for it. Ferris runs it down. Sharp, 23-footer straight away. No good. And they're going to get Ferris on a push-off. But you can't blame the big guy. He was going after it.
Yeah, that time, George, that is the hardest shot in basketball, that little 10-foot baseline jumper from the short corner, as it's called. That is a hard shot to make, and that's the one Ferris missed. So he's going to get a break. Connor Polson comes back in.
Nice job by Ferris. He checks out, and he's been good tonight.
North Bullitt yet to scratch this quarter.
24-14. Bullitt East, 5:49 left, first half. Rakes picks up free as he crosses midcourt. Bounces it to June. Comes out to Holt. Dumps it down inside. Polson steals it. Overplayed the man and took it away. Off to Sharp. Sharp top of the key. Behind the back right side to Rakes. Rakes fires it to Sharp on the right side. Drives baseline. Still on the move. Fires it out. He's lucky to come up with this one. Cleafitt drives it into the lane. Sharp, left baseline, three ball, no good. And Cleafitt's over the back. And actually, you know, I thought Gerton was actually under him, pushing him out that time.
He was. So I think we're even for the call that they missed there. It's hard to call over and back when you're getting backed away from the basket and somebody's undercutting you, albeit it wasn't anything dangerous or anything. Gerton was just trying to box him out. Cleafitt's about 5 inches taller than he is.
24-14, just over 5 minutes left here in the first half. Free. Dances it across the stripe. Rakes has got it. Man-to-man defense still from East. And they're trying to free up Henson. He's moving without the ball, working off screens, and they're going to get Green on a hold.
Yeah, but you know what? If you're Bullitt East, you've got some fouls to waste there with Connor Green, Garrett Wilson.
I'm having a little bit of trouble reading this. Is the total fouls five on East, Ricky?
Yes.
Here's a pass inside to Henson. A little head fake. Now he goes up, knocks it down from about 8 feet.
8 points for Henson, so he has half of North Bullitt's points, and that's the first points that they've scored this quarter.
24. Got it. Here's a pass to Cleafitt. Drives in. Missed the layup. North Bullitt's got the rebound. It's free, and he's already into midcourt, or forecourt. Dribbles it down into the left corner. Now passes it off to Gerton. Sharp comes out and gets him. Now Gerton goes a one-on-one move, knocked away by Sharp. Out of bounds, North Ball.
Tell you what, that matchup there was Sharp on Gerton. That is talent against experience right there. Gerton had a pretty spin move, but Tyler, being clever as he is, knocked it off out of bounds.
East leads by 8, 4:25 left. They inbounds to the big guy. He kicks it off to free, left side, three ball, no good. Here's a fight for it in there. Guess who rips it away? Sharp took it away from June. Long cross-court pass to Rakes. Cleafitt, top of the key. Left side to Wilson. He drives all the way into the lane. Put it up, missed it. Boy, another layup missed by East. Cost him the other night against Fern Creek. That's two in a row. Connor Polson to Cleafitt, top of the key. He's already got two threes. Off to Wilson. Jumper on the way. That's way off. No good. Rebounded by Henson.
Not going straight up and down, Garrett. He's drifting to his left.
Henson still on the drive. No help there. Puts it up. Missed it. Tipped it. No good. Fight for it in there. Green. Polson's got it. Off to Cleafitt. Two on three for East. Off to Wilson. Layup. He got fouled.
Yeah, Garrett. Garrett's had two or three open looks, George. He's not going straight up and down. When he leaves to shoot this jump shot, he's landing about a foot and a half to his left or right, whichever way he's just drifting. It's terrible.
Free throw on the way. Rolls that one in. Good. 25-16. It's really hard to consistently shoot a basketball when you're drifting. Unless you're Steph Curry.
Well, yeah, he's the
– or maybe Jamal Murray.
Well, yeah, more Steph Curry. But Murray's tough. Don't get me wrong.
He's been awfully hot.
Oh, my.
Second free throw good, 26-16.
Curry's the exception to just about every rule.
Boy, he's something. 26-16, Bullet East, 3.5 left, first half. Freeze got it, fires a pass down on the baseline. Shot put up and blocked. Boy, Paulson had a lot of ball. They're going to get him for the foul.
Well, it was a mix-up on who had Holt for North Bullet, and Clefett and Paulson both jumped at him. Paulson got a lot of ball, but they're going to call him saying he got him with the body.
So Holt goes to the line for two. Free throw on the way. Boy, that one stayed in somehow.
Hey, North Bullet's a good free throw shooting team. In that February the 19th game, they shot almost 87%. Or they shot 100%. They hit 87% of the free throws.
Second free throw on the way. Holt missed that one. Paulson's got the rebound. 26-17, Bullet East. 3:12 left here.
Did you get that one? Because everybody shoots 100%. Now how many they hit is a different story.
Garrett. The pass to Clefett. Uzell to Wilson, right side to Rakes. Rakes drives down in the free throw line. Little left-handed floater, good.
Nice move. Contorted his body away from the defense. Put it up with a little left-handed, one-handed shot from about 3 feet away.
28-17. Here's Free. He'll pull up just inside the three-point line. Got it.
George, that is nothing but a player making a play.
28-19, 2:35 left, East by nine. Garrett Uzell down in the right corner to Wilson. Long skip pass to Rakes out between the circle. Right back to Wilson on another skip pass. Right side. Now fires it to Bolson at the free throw line. Off to Rakes. 2:17 and counting. East in no hurry here.
I would almost take a timeout and get Ferris and Rakes back in the game.
And here's a pass off to Connor Bolson. He's a little bank shot from 6 feet. It's good.
Yeah, good choice that time to use the board, George. That's a lost start on that shot.
30-19, East by 11, 2 minutes exactly.
Largest lead of the game.
Free fires it out of bounds, East ball.
If you're Corey Craddock, I'm thinking about taking a timeout right here. You've played well the first quarter and a half, not so much the last 3 or 4 minutes. You don't want it to get away from you right now.
Osborne's going to check into the game. Bailey Rakes is coming out for East. And North Bullet's going to come back with Travis Donovan. Actually, he doesn't get into the game in time, so he'll have to wait. Sharp will run to point for East. To the left side to Wilson. Cross-court pass to Osborne. Left side to Clefett. Right side to Sharp. Now Sharp goes one-on-one against Gerton. A little left-handed jumper. Bank shot good.
Yeah, went off the wrong leg. It doesn't matter.
32-19, East by 13. And Gerton comes right back up the right side. And they're going to get Sharp on a block here. That's a tough call.
Yeah, I thought it was a good call. It's awful hard when Gerton's got a full head of steam to get in front of him. But Tyler's a pretty good defender. Maybe just a hair late.
32-19. And that is the sixth foul against Bullet East.
Well, one thing Bullet East does not want to do is send North Bullet to the free throw line.
Yeah. Yeah, both very good free throw shooting teams. Good shooting teams, period.
Yep.
And North Bullet, of course, has done a lot of three-point shooting this year. And, again, you know, I want to give kudos to Coach Craddock. He's done an outstanding job over here. Really got this program on a big uptick.
Yep, sixth region coach of the year.
They inbound it to Holt. He'll work one-on-one against Ferris. Great job by Ferris.
If I'm North Bullet, though, George, I go right at Ferris, get him that second foul. I go right at him.
Now they come out to Free, out near midcourt, minute 15 left. Here goes Free. Hands it off. Henson, right wing three. Rattles. Oh, boy, it almost went in. Sharp's got the rebound for East.
Boy, what kind of leaper has Tyler Sharp become?
Here they dump it to Ferris down in the lane. Big guy makes a spin move and banked it in up and under.
No answer for Ferris and his 270 pounds.
34-19 East. Biggest lead of the night, 47 seconds left. Holt hands it off to Free. Drives down the left side. He puts up a tough shot, gets it to go, and he's fouled by Connor Green.
Okay, if you're Connor Green, I have no trouble with the foul, but don't let him get that shot off.
Exactly.
Right? There are no layups in a postseason. But let's, you know, give Napier credit. He kind of, I'm not saying he pushed off with that right arm, but he contorted his body to where he was going to draw the contact and then shot the ball left-handed.
All right, chance to cut the lead to 12 for free. It's good. 34-22, 39 seconds left. A little bit of pressure here from North Bullitt. Sharp has it. Works it across the stride. He's trapped. Gives it off to Rakes. 29 seconds left. Donovan comes out to get him. To Rakes. Cross court to Wilson. Right back to Rakes.
And North Bullitt's still in that man-to-man.
Wilson right wing. 13 seconds left. They give it to Sharp.
They better go.
And it's slapped out of bounds by Henson.
I'm sure you can hear Jubug in the background. He's telling Tyler, don't play with it. I mean, now they've got six seconds to go. He should have just went with it. Beat him off the dribble.
Run Rakes off the screen. He's got it in the backcourt. He's got to go now. Loses it momentarily.
Now
he pulls it up and walks.
Tell you what, not a textbook version of how to play for the last shot. Goodness gracious. But I think Tyler started it all right here, George, when he waited with eight seconds to go.
Exactly.
Then he tried to put it behind his back. The ball gets knocked away. Bailey kind of mishandled it there, and finally they called him for walking.
1.6 seconds left. Coach Blackburn's going to get some guys out so they don't pick up fouls. Skaggs checks into the game along with Luke Ezell and Garrett. Now North tries to inbound. They do right at midcourt. Free slings one up. From half court, no good. And that's going to bring us to the end of the first quarter. First half with Bullitt East leading North Bullitt 34-22. And we'll take a two-minute timeout, and we'll be right back with halftime festivities.
Hi, I'm Tim Gonerman. Not everyone can say they're passionate about their work. We're not everyone. Every day that we're able to help another family make it through a painful loss is one more day we're proud to be in our chosen profession. Our compassion towards families and the enthusiasm for serving the community is truly what sets us apart. You can visit us at our website at www.schmidfh.com. Schmidt Funeral Home, Mount Washington. Our family, serving your family.
People's Bank Mount Washington offers a wide variety of mortgage products. Whether you are looking to refinance, purchase, or build the home of your dreams, we can provide you with the financing you need. Our outstanding loan staff will help your dreams come true. Call 538-7301. Small Town Banking, Big City Services, where our focus is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. People's Bank Mount Washington is proud to support Bullitt East Sports on WFBR.
Reach 95.3 and Charger Basketball would like to thank Lori B. Casey, attorney at law, for her continued support of Charger Basketball. Lori has been serving the community for over 17 years with primary focus on criminal and personal injury cases. Lori can be found on our website at LoriCaseyATTY.com or by phone at 531-9664. Again, 531-9664. Go Chargers. Kentucky does not certify specialties of law. The preceding announcement is an advertisement.
For over 120 years, the Pioneer News has been proud to cover the events and happenings of Bullitt County. The Pioneer News is now proud to sponsor Bullitt East High School Sports and WFBR. Sports editor Mike Farner and publisher Thomas Barr combined for over 45 years of covering Bullitt County sports. Check out the Pioneer News every Monday and Wednesday or visit us at pioneernews.net.
Welcome back to halftime coverage of Charger basketball at the half. Bullitt East up 34-22 over the Eagles of North Bullitt and the first round of the Boys 6 Region Tournament. We're coming to you live from North Bullitt High School. I'm Tim Gonerman. We'd like to thank you for being our halftime guest and listening in at the half. Our guest is going to be the wife of the head coach of the North Bullitt Eagles, Jessica Craddock. Jess, welcome. It's always good to talk to you.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Put your microphone just a little closer. Okay. There you go. Well, you've been our guest on Hometown Talk. You've been my co-host number of times.
Yeah.
But it's a little bit different scenario tonight. We got a sold-out capacity crowd here tonight.
Yeah.
And first and foremost, a lot of our listeners may not know this. Corey Craddock, the head coach of the North Bullitt Eagles, was a former Bullitt East player.
Yeah.
Went to high school Bullitt East.
left, came back, was assistant coach, came back over, took over a program that was struggling quite a lot. Turned them around. They really turned into a regional powerhouse. I know you got to be proud of Corey.
Yes, I couldn't be more proud of him. It's just been amazing what he's done with the team this year and how good the kids have played and just how many records they've broken this year, just the accomplishments that they've made, and it's just been amazing.
I know their win the other night was the 23rd, and that was the most in North Bullitt history of our basketball program. So, it speaks well of Corey. Of course, a head coach is only as good as his wife, they always say, the support network there. And I mean, it really is. You know, you've got to support. If you don't have the support, you can't do your job. So hats off to you, too. And I know it's tough to be a basketball coach's wife. It's tough.
Yeah, it's a lot. But, you know, we support Corey and whatever he wants to do. He loves coaching. It's who he is. So I can't not support that.
And it's fun because, you know, Rick's keeps the book for him and his dad. And, of course, I grew up with the Craddocks, and we all grew up in church together. And I've known Corey and Jordan, his brother, since they were a little bitty thing. So it's neat to watch a guy come along and do well for himself. Let's talk a little bit about – we've talked about hometown talk before about, you know, you were in charge of the rural Kip to Diabetes for a while.
Yeah.
That grant fell through. You got into a little, personal training.
Yeah.
You got a really good job now with Kentucky One Health. Congratulations.
Yes, thank you. I'm the wellness program coordinator for Kentucky One Health. So I have all of the Louisville area, University Hospital, Jewish Hospital, Our Lady of Peace, St. Mary and Elizabeth, Fraser Rehab, and all of their satellite locations in Louisville.
Now, what do you do as a wellness director for Kentucky One Health?
Well, I will be implementing their wellness program, working with management at each facility to try and get their employees to participate, offer incentives to the employees for participating, and doing things like lunch and learn education, nutrition education. So that's right up my alley. So I'm really excited about it.
Now, what was, you know, it really wasn't a huge step away from what you did with Rural Kip to Diabetes. You kind of did the same job with folks with the type 1 diabetes.
Yes, I was pretty surprised when I found this position, because when I went in for the interview, the things they were talking about, I was like, yeah, I've done that. Yeah, it's just in a different setting. So I'm really excited to see, you know, what we can do as a team at Kentucky One Health and how we can improve the health of their employees. It's really important, and it'll improve work performance and absentee days and all that. So
now, you've been to enough basketball games. What does North Bullitt Eagles have to do in the second half to get back into this game against Bullitt East?
How about guard the three-point shooters? That would be nice.
Well, the first is containment of the inside game. Jared Ferris is absolutely dominating the inside game of the Chargers in the first half. Three-point shots are pretty good. But actually North Bullitt's come out, and they're playing an excellent basketball game. They're very quick. They're quick on and they're not afraid to take the three. And I tell you what, the player that impresses me the most is Free. And his sister is a really good basketball player, too, because we called her during the girls' games. Very impressed with the Freeze, and I tell you what, you've got a great support here, and I know Corey is happy to be here, and I know that you're tickled for him, and we're happy for you guys.
Yeah, thank you.
And congratulations on the job.
Thank you.
Man, I'm proud of you. See, all this good stuff happened to the Craddock family. And I see you got Colton with you tonight. How's Colton now?
He will be 2 in May. So.
They get big quick, don't they?
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Well, Jess, it's always good to see you. Thanks for coming by and sitting down with us for a few moments.
And, thank you.
And I hope things, you know, even though we're Bullitt East Network, we're still a community-based radio station. We're proud of you guys over here, too.
Thanks
so much. Yeah. Jessica Craddock, she's the wife of the head coach here at North Bullitt, Corey Craddock. Let's go ahead and take a one-minute break, and we'll come back to halftime coverage of Charger basketball at the half. Bullitt East up 34-22 over the Eagles of North Bullitt in this Region 1 first-round game. Coming to you live on North Bullitt. See you back in 30 seconds.
What's up? It's Josh Ashton from The Weeknd 22, where every weekend we count down the top 22 songs in the country just for you. This weekend on the show, we've got some more of your favorite artists dropping by to hang out with us on the countdown. Plus, we've got contests and prizes you can win just for listening. You can log on to weekend22.com for more info. All that and, of course, the top 22 songs of the week on The Weeknd 22 Countdown.
Sundays 4 to 6 p.m. on Reach 95 WFBR.
Welcome back to halftime coverage of Charger basketball. We're coming to you at the half here courtside. Ron Warsman along with Tim Gonerman. How you like that? We don't worry about those guys. George Russell and Rick Troutman with the call of the game doing a fine job. And I tell you what. Well, that's right. They got to go around politics, shake hands. That's what you do when you're George Russell, Rick Troutman. when you're celebrities, you got to go work the crowd. Right? There you go. It's going to be a good game. Look forward to being there. Well, Ronnie, I'm going to step away and turn it back over to the man who has to call the game, Rick Troutman and George Russell. Guys, thank you very much. Hope you enjoyed our halftime coverage here at the half. Bullet East 34. North Bullet 22 at the half. Let's take a one-minute break. We'll come back with your announced team, Rick Troutman and George Russell. You're listening to 95.3 WFBR.
People's Bank Mount Washington puts managing your finances at your fingertips. With online banking and our 24-hour phone service, you can check your balances and transfer money between accounts, all while sitting at home or on the go. Online banking and InfoTel are free services that are safe and secure. Go to peoplesbankmtw.com or call our InfoTel line at 955-6206 and see how easy both of these services can be. People's Bank Mount Washington is proud to support the Bullet East Chargers. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Jason Johnson, youth minister at First Baptist Church, Mount Washington, and I want to invite you to worship with us on Sunday mornings at 8:15, 9:35, or 11 a.m. The 9:35 service is our contemporary service. If for any reason you are not able to be with us here on campus, then tune in right here to WFBR for the live broadcast of our 11 o'clock worship service. Also, the sermon from each Sunday is rebroadcast Tuesday afternoons at 5 o'clock p.m. We hope you'll join us.
For over 120 years, the Pioneer News has been proud to cover the events and happenings of Bullitt County. The Pioneer News is now proud to sponsor Bullitt East High School Sports and WFBR. Sports editor Mike Farner and publisher Thomas Barr combined for over 45 years of covering Bullitt County sports. Check out the Pioneer News every Monday and Wednesday or visit us at pioneernews.net.
34-22, Bullitt East leads North Bullitt at halftime. And we're just about set to start here in the second half. Ricky, a nice half for Bullitt East. You're up 12 on North Bullitt's home floor. I think the coaching staff will take that.
Yeah, the key is going to be the first couple of minutes of this third quarter. You know there's going to be a run coming from North Bullitt. You don't know when, but you got to prepare for it. First half leading scores, George, Tyler Sharp had 9, Jared Ferris had 8, Bailey Rakes had 7, Brandon Cleafitt had 6, and Connor Polson 2.
So we're ready to go, and Donovan brings it across the stripe. Off to Free. Drives all the way down the left side. Puts it up. No good. But they're going to get Rakes. On a foul, so Free will go to the line for 2.
Yeah, North Bullitt looking right away to get Free more involved in the offense. He only had 2 points. And remember, he had 23 the first time these two teams played and only 2 in the first half. 2 on Bailey.
Free's not the biggest guy in the world, but excellent penetrator. Crafty. Nice shot, too.
Crafty.
Free throw short, though. No good.
He's looking at everybody like, how in the world did I miss it that bad?
Free's got it. Second one on the way. Good. 34-23, leads at 11. And Rakes takes the inbound pass. North Bullitt is backed off the pressure. 2-3 zone defense for the Eagles. Sharp on the right wing. Wilson straight away. Left wing, Cleafitt. Looks inside, nothing there. Rakes straight away. Down on the right side to Sharp. Dumps it in to Ferris. The big guy drives baseline. Charge.
Yep. They've kind of prepared for it. Jared's got to slow down a little bit and make that spin move away from the contact. You got to figure North Bullitt, they can't match up with him. That's about the only thing they could do is set up and try to take a charge. That time he played right into their hands.
And Ferris a little bit out of control there, and the coaching staff didn't like the call, but it looked good to me. Donovan, straight away, Sharp's got him. Goes on the right side to Free. Uses a screen from June. Down to the baseline to Donovan. Now he dribbles it up. Goes on a drive down the left side, and he's praying to Cleafitt. Now they're just some ticky-tack calls right here early on against East.
Yeah, what's going to happen here, George, is North Bullitt's going to be in a bonus at this rate before the third quarter ends. And a good free throw shooting team as as they are, that's going to spell trouble for East if they keep calling these tic-tac fouls on East.
North both inbound. That is the third foul against East. Long pass, free runs it down out near midcourt. Rakes has him. He gives it off to Henson on the right wing. He just drives baseline, lays it up and in.
Yeah, pump fake left. Garrett Wilson bit on the fake, wide open to the rim.
34-25 East. Leads at 9, so North on a bit of a run. Start the second. Clefitt's got it on the baseline. Down to Ferris on the left block. Makes a spin move, reverse layup, and come off. Clefitt runs it down, puts it up, no good. But he's fouled in there by June.
Got to remember, George, these are 8th region officials. At regional tournament time, each region swaps with other regions. This year, the 6th region has 8th region officials. And we might as well say the winner of this game tonight plays Thursday night, the winner of PRP and I don't know who.
Is it DeSales?
Might be PRP and DeSales winner.
I think that's what it is.
Yeah.
We'll find that out here shortly. First free throw, no good. Clefitt's second one. That one comes off. And Drake's is just being held in there, loses it. And North Bullitt comes up with it.
You know, it's right in front of that official.
Terrible. No call.
He didn't even call it. That was a takedown in wrestling. It gave him a 10-point score.
And here's a three ball off the left side, and Donovan knocks it down, and Bob Blackburn is livid.
Yeah, I tell you what.
Better be careful here.
If I was Bob, I believe I'd have the assistant coaches talk to the team while I had a chance to go chat with the officials.
He's trying to stay away from the officials a little bit, but he is not happy. That's a terrible no-call down there on Bailey Riggs.
I mean, Bailey just got dragged to the floor, and no-call is right in front. And, George, we never like to be called homers. I call it as I see it. That was a blatant, obvious takedown right in front of the official and no-call.
Yeah.
And it's okay if you're not going to call that, but let's – calling on both ends. Keep it even, that's all you ask.
Yeah, and I think that's what the coaching staff is yapping about, Ricky, is down on the Bullitt East end. They've called two fouls as North Bullitt players have started to penetrate. They've been bumped just a little bit. And they're wanting the same call, saying if you're going to call one, call them all.
Yeah, they've called three team fouls so far on East here less than two minutes into the third quarter.
So East needs to regroup here. North Bullitt on a run to start the second half. They'd outscored East 6-0. 6:20 left. 34-28. Bullitt East by 6.
Remember I said first 2 minutes are going to be key. East is yet to score.
And there's a ball knocked out of bounds by Napier. As Wilson was holding it, Napier knocked it out of bounds. Bullitt East ball. Now Holt checks back up into the game as Zach June comes out for North Bullitt. East inbounds it into the backcourt to Rakes. Donovan waits there for him. Rakes goes all the way down the right side to the basket, put it up and in, he's fouled.
Are they gonna let the basket count? Because that was almost a continuation.
And they do count the basket. So 36-28, Rakes, chance for an old-fashioned three-point play.
Yeah, they run a clear out, and Bailey just beat his man to the ball.
Bailey puts it up good. East needed that, 37-28.
Needed that in the worst way.
Free and cross midcourt. Down on the right wing. Rakes got him. To Donovan, he'll throw one up from about 25 feet. No good. Rebounded by Rakes. Fires a pass to Sharp on the right wing. He's got a three from 22 feet. Good.
Boy, he just pulled up and let it fly.
40-28. The Chargers come right back with six of their own.
12 now for Sharp.
Here's Henson on the right wing. He wants a screen. He's doing a nice job switching off that screen. Henson in trouble. Now long pass back out to Napier. Drives down against Brandon Clefitt. Puts it up and somehow it goes in.
Yeah, Napier was looking for a foul that time, but I think Bob barking at the referees has paid dividends right there. No call.
40-30. Wilson down on the left baseline to Clefitt.
Get it to Sharp.
Long pass out to Sharp. He's fouled.
Yeah, when Tyler's as hot as he is so far, George, let him shoot. You know, Bailey, let Bailey penetrate. Tyler spot up for that three.
So three fouls now against each team. 5:05 left. Rakes to inbound. He had a little bit of trouble here. Now finally Sharp breaks free, but he's trapped. Yeah, he fires it to Riggs, finds an opening, lays it in.
Bailey getting off of the floor vertically right there over North Bullitt.
Great pass from Sharp. Boy, and here's a nice move by Donovan. He lays it in.
Could have got away with the walk. No call. Good move by Donovan.
42-32. Wilson straight away. Sharp, 23-footer. Bingo.
I can tell when I left his hand, George, that was going to go down.
45-32. And Sharp just rises up off that screen. Now here's a drive to the basket. Donovan lays it in.
North Bullitt just lulls you to sleep, and then all of a sudden, they just take off, go straight to the basket.
45-34. North Bullitt doing a nice job of hanging around.
Yeah, they spread you out so much. They're hard to guard.
Now, Rakes wants to go one-on-one. Gives it off. Wilson, left side three. Good.
Well, Wilson needed that, but you know what, George? We're old school. My money, I might have to let Tyler shoot till he misses.
All right, 48-34, East by 14. Ferris cuts Henson off as he tries to drive baseline, comes out. To free, pop it a key to Napier, left side. Napier drives down into the paint, slides around Ferris, missed the shot. Ferris has it off to Sharp, left-handed dribble. Tyler's hot, fires it down on the left side to Riggs. Pull-up jumper from 15, no good. Freeze got it for North.
Not probably the best shot in the world for Bailey.
Freeze still got it. Drives in, puts it up, no good. Loose ball. Cleafitt's got it. Long pass to Wilson. One-on-one, drives in, missed the layup. Sharp tried to dunk it, missed it, and Cleafitt lays it in.
Sharp tried to dunk that ball in with his right
wow.
hand, George. That's pretty athletic. Cleafitt
50-34 East.
Give Cleafitt kudos for following up the play and not giving up on it.
And Cleafitt asked to come out. I don't know if something's not bothering him. 3:06 left. Maybe he's just tired. And here's a jumper from Free. No good. Cleafitt's got the board for East. Off the Rakes. Staff says go. Sharp's got it. 23-footer left side. Bingo.
21 for Sharp, George. Somebody better call the fire department.
He's on fire. 53-34. Bullet East with 2:52 left. We'll take a 30-second break. We'll be right back with Bullet East and North.
At Schmidt Funeral Home, we're just not in your neighborhood. We're a part of your community. Being located in your community and being an active member of it are two very different things. As your neighborhood funeral home, we're honored to serve you both through funeral care and community involvement. Call us to learn how we can serve you further at 955-7087 or visit us at our website, schmidtfh.com, or even on Facebook. Schmidt Funeral Home, our family, serving your family.
53-34, Bullet East has bolted out to a 19-point lead on North Bullet.
Well, I tell you.
And North Bullet, Ricky,
they scored the first 6 points. At the two-minute mark, Bullet East hadn't scored. And the North Bullet clock here, I don't know how much time's left, maybe 4 minutes. So in 2 minutes, they have scored a lot of points.
A lot of points,
right?
Yeah.
We're not very good at math.
That's a lot of points.
My phone's in my pocket with my calculator. They've scored a lot of points in 2 minutes.
Let's just call it a lot of points. That's
Sharp,
good.
Sharp's got 21. He had 9 in the first half, and all of a sudden he's got 21.
And, you know, when guys get hot like that, they just pull up and stick them. It doesn't matter. You come out to 20 feet, get them, they hit it from 22. You come out to 22, hit it from 24. Not much you can do about it.
And if you're Bullet East right here, you want to go for the knockout punch with 2:50 to go here in the third.
2:47 left here in the third. Henson's got it on the right wing. Now East has switched up zone defense. There's a pass down inside. As they found Napier, he got inside that zone, and Osborne had his hand in the middle of the back. They'll get him for the foul.
Yeah, good play that time by Henson. He faked to his right down on the baseline. The defenders went that way, and then he caught Napier going to the hole.
Napier's free throw rolls in.
Napier's kind of got a side spin to his shot, kind of a screwball spin. Not that he's a screwball, it's a screwball spin.
No, it is. It spins sideways a bit. Rebounded on the miss by Connor Green. 53-35, 18-point lead, 2:33 left here in the third. Connor Polson off to Sharp. Sharp tried to split the trap. They're going to get free for a reach-in.
I tell you what, when Tyler Sharp is hitting like he is, It's a nice thing to watch.
It really is. Here's a long pass. Left side, sharp. He's open. That one's off. You can see that one when it left his hand.
Yep.
Green doing a nice job fighting for it in there. North's got it. Donovan dumps it off on the right side to Free. Picked up by Green. Still got his dribble. Drives. Put it up. Missed it. And Polson comes out with East.
And he's got away with another foul.
3-on-2. Sharp down the center of the floor. Dumps it off to Green. Layup. Missed it. Polson rebounds. Misses a left-hand layup. Man, dead point blank layups there.
Boy, nice no look away pass by Tyler Sharp. Connor Green couldn't get it to go. Connor Polson tried to put it up left-handed on the putback. Bailey Rakes gets called going over the back. A huge opportunity miss that time for East.
Lead still at 18. Minute 50 left here in the third. East in his own now. Henson's got it on the left side to Free. Pass deflected out of bounds by Green. And Garrett Giselle's going to check into the game. Bailey Rakes comes out for East.
Tell you what, Bullet East has two senior guards. Well, they're all seniors at start. But you got two senior guards as good as Rakes and Sharp are, George. That's a plus.
And here's a block in there by Polson. He gets it out of the air. 2-on-1. Dumps it off to Osborne. He misses a layup. Boy, and Green goes up to get the rebound. And I think they're going to get him for over the back. Is that right?
Going to get Polson.
Yeah.
Hey, Polson's a leaper, George. We were watching him warm up. He's going two hands behind his back and slamming it.
53-35. East by 18.
Yeah, Polson got those good
jeans. 28 left.
Yeah, Grant Polson, his older brother, could sky.
Henson's got it straight away. Dribbles down into the lane. That's too easy. Puts a jumper up. It's going to roll in. Boy.
That may be Henson's, what's the second basket. So he's got 14. He had 10 of those in the first half.
It's Garrett Ezell straight away. Hands it off to Sharp. Henson's got him. Sharp backs out near midcourt. 58 seconds left. Sharp fires it down the right side. To Osborne. Osborne drives to the baseline, kicks it to Polson. Between the circles to Sharp. Just down a couple dribbles. Here he goes, 1-on-1. Drives down the right side. Scoop shot. Spun it in. Good off the left side.
My goodness, that's a highlight reel layup. Goodness gracious.
55-37. Here goes Girton. Drives in there, and he's going to be fouled. He got bailed out there. I thought he was out of control.
Well, we did bail him out, but here's my thing, George. If you're Bullet East, you've got to quit fouling. They're going to get Polson again. So what's going to happen now, the rest of the quarter, which is 32 seconds, and all of the fourth quarter, North Bullet's going to be at the free throw line to put points on the board with the time, with the clock stopped.
Curtin's free throw's good.
He's got to quit fouling so much, Polson.
And that is the third foul on Polson. He comes to the bench at his 7 against East. You're right, Ricky. They'll shoot the bonus from this point on. Girton's second one on the way. Good. Girton is a nice-looking player.
Yep, just a freshman.
And we'll call him what, 6 foot?
Yeah,
maybe 165 pounds.
Now, there's questions about whether he will stay in this program. He had a lot of offers, as I understand it, before coming to North Bullet, so I hope he stays.
And here's an inbound pass stolen away. Free puts it up. No good. And somehow, Ezell tipped it out to Osborne. 23 seconds left. He's lucky there to dodge the bullet.
Yeah, Free right now just can't buy one for North Bullet.
Sharp cross court to Osborne. Right back to Sharp. He stands out near midcourt with 12 seconds left.
This is going to be good. Sharp and Girton one-on-one.
Zerschmied sets a screen. Head fake. Zerschmied throws one up. No good. Air ball. North Bullet's got the rebound, and that'll bring us to the end of the third quarter.
One thing's for sure, George, we are not going to go down as having the best plays to run. I mean, I'm sure we've got good plays to run, but we sure can't execute to save our life in last-second shots.
All right, we'll take a 60-second break. We'll be right back with East and North.
Reach 95.3. And Charger Basketball would like to thank Lori B. Casey, attorney at law, for her continued support of Charger Basketball. Lori has been serving the community for over 17 years with primary focus on criminal
and personal injury cases. Lori can be found on our website at LoriCaseyATTY.com or by phone at 531-9664. Again, 531-9664. Go Chargers. Kentucky does not certify specialties of law. The preceding announcement is an advertisement.
Hey, this is Jason from Building 429, and you're invited to join us as a part of the next edition of the CCM Radio Magazine.
For over 15 years, Jason and the guys have been impacting the world and encouraging us with their music.
This week, we spotlight some of their biggest songs. Plus, of course, we'll count down the top five most listened to songs of the week on Christian radio. I'm Wade McShane.
And I'm Tammy Arender.
Join us for the next CCM Radio Magazine.
Heard twice each weekend, Saturday and Sunday nights at 9 here on Reach 95 FM.
55-39, Bullet East on top, starting the fourth. Rakes takes the inbound pass in the backcourt. Gerton's got him. Works off a screen up top by Ferris. Now they trap. Off to Cleafitt. Cleafitt drives it to the elbow all the way to the basket. Left-hand bank shot good.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, when he gets ahead of steam, that left hand goes on the left side. The way he jumps, you're not going to block that.
And Cleafitt has played well for East tonight.
Yes, he has. 8 points now for Cleafitt.
Free has it straight away. Right side to Higgs. Gerton straight away. Cleafitt comes out to help. Gives it off to Higgs. Higgs dribbles in between the circles. Hands it off to Free. Free works off the screen. Down the left side. Puts it up. Ferris comes and challenges. And Rates drags it out of the air.
Bailey hitting the boards hard tonight for East. Good. Bailey gets off the floor.
Good defensive stand there by Bullet East. Rates to Ferris. Off the Rakes, right wing. Free comes out to get him. Down on the right side. Here's Cleafitt out of the right baseline. No good. Ferris has got the rebound. Here's a big guy. Puts it down. He puts it in. He's fouled.
And literally that time, Zach June was trying to basically commit an intentional foul. He's trying to push Jared. Nothing, you know, to hurt him, but he's trying to give him a good shove so he don't get the shot off. And Ferris doesn't even budge.
Boy, and he came out of there with a primal screen, too. He liked that one, Ricky.
Primal.
That's nice. The big guy going to war in there.
Primal.
How about it? Ferris, free throw, good. He's played good tonight also.
That's 11 for
really
Ferris.
The whole team has contributed tonight.
Yep.
60-39, 21 with 6:45 left.
And if you're East, if you can last another 3 minutes with this lead, the crowd is out of it right now, George. You can trade them basket for basket from here on out. North has got to be hitting some threes or driving to the basket and getting fouled. That's about their only. Right now they're standing out 30 feet away, not doing anything now against this 2-3 zone.
The one thing
zone.
You can't do is dribble it around for a minute each time. And here's Gerton drives down into the heart of that defense and laid it off the glass good, 60-41. But they ate up about 45 seconds there. Here's Rakes, drives it to the elbow, off the sharp. He's high on the left side. He tried to split the screen, lost it, knocked away. Ferris has got it. Here's a big guy. Drives in there, laid it up, no good, but he's fouled.
Now, if you're Bullet East right now, George, you're in no hurry to shoot. Right. And we both know that the Bullet East way of playing is Mach 5, hair on fire. Not so much now, but you can't just – you don't want to take the first opportunity. We don't have a shot clock.
Ferris's free throw, no good.
Ferris is still – he's still – juiced from that primal screen, son. But that broke the backboard.
It did. A little stout on that one. He'll calm down on this one. Big boy puts it up. Good.
Yes, sir.
61-41. East now by 20. 6 minutes left.
He is a big boy. That's a big boy.
5:52 left. Hanson to Napier. Right to the free throw line. There's a little jumper put up. Good defense by Ferris. Cleafitt's got the rebound. Off the Rakes. Off to Wilson. Man, that's three on one. That's one on three, and he hits a jumper out of the corner.
But you know what? He's straight up and down. Where he took off from his jump shot to where he landed was the same spot. Good follow through and nailed it.
64-41, Chargers' biggest lead.
Six for Wilson all in this half.
Napier's got it. He's in trouble down in the corner. And they're going to get Cleafitt.
And the last thing you want to do if you're Bullet East is start fouling North Bullet.
That's a tough call against Cleafitt. I'm not sure about that one either.
Well,
I didn't have a great view of it, but it didn't look like much from here.
My problem is with it, George. It happened 25 feet from the basket. I mean, we've got a big lead, you know, 5 minutes to go. The only way North Bullock can get back into this thing if we start losing our minds and start fouling them every possession.
So Napier will go to the line for the 1-1. A little bit of moisture on the ball, and they've got that cleaned up. So Trent Napier, right-hander. Couple dribbles, free throws good.
Box out, box out. Let him shoot, DK. Haley, they press for two guards. Bring it on a dribble.
64-42. He's comfortably ahead by 22.
You know, if you're North Bullock, when those drawings came out, you can't help but think they were like, you got to be kidding me.
Second free throw up for Napier, good.
You know, I don't know what the win streak was or is on Bullet East North Bullet, George, but they haven't beat us in a long time, and that plays with your mind a little bit.
Here's Sharp, knocked away. Freeze got it. Here he goes against Cleafitt. He lays it up, and Cleafitt smacks it right across the face, and he'll go to the line 4-2.
Now, that's a foul. That's a pretty good foul. You don't want to give up a layup. So you might as well put him at the free throw line. So good foul that time by BK. Not so much the possession before when he was 25 feet from the basket. We said hello to David Breeden and Leon Mattingly again tonight, George, right?
Our boys. Free throw on the way. Good for free.
That's number four on Cleafitt.
Cleafitt's played well tonight.
He has. They've all played well.
They really have. Been a good team effort here for East.
But if East holds on here, my MVP is going to have to go to Jared Ferris, the way he's bounced back.
Second one for free is good. They inbound it to Bailey Rakes. Rakes across the stripe.
North Bullet still in that man-to-man.
Ferris has it. Looks inside. Nothing there. Gets it to Green at the free throw line. Off to Wilson, left side. Fires a pass on the baseline. Bailey Rakes lays it in.
Nice pass. Good luck that time by Garrett Wilson. Wilson's starting to get back in that midseason form before he hurt that shoulder.
66-45. He's back by 21. Free drives down into the lane. Kicks it out to Napier. Head fake, drives to the lane. Left-hand layup, no good. Bailey Rakes again wrestles it out. He's rebounded well. Up the center of the floor. Down on the right side of Wilson. Off the
He walked. He walked.
Tyler threw up a head fake.
George, I know that's the competitor in Tyler, but we don't need to shoot right now. We don't need to score. Now, if it's a wide open three they're giving you, yeah, nail it. But as far as just needs to gear down a little bit, but he is such a competitor.
Yeah.
It's hard for him to slow down.
And, you know, I think it's one of those deals too, Ricky, that Bullet East probably wants to win this game by about 30.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You know they do.
Absolutely.
Napier had to adjust his shot, missed it, got his rebound.
North
off the hole.
North is out of sync offensively and have been for a few minutes.
And East has just completely shut Henson down here in the second half. No decent looks at all. Free will sling it up, top of the key, no good. Sharp, Holt went up and got it. Off on the right baseline to Donovan. Back out to Henson. Under 4 minutes now.
Yeah. And if I'm North, I don't know if I want to take 45 seconds between possessions.
And here goes Holt. Nice little move on the baseline. Laid it up off the glass on the left side. Good. Leads back at 19, 66-47.
You know, think about Bailey and his rebounding. How many times has he gone up with that left hand and got got the rebound left-handed? And he's right-handed.
Sharp has it. Free nearly stole it away again. Gives it off to Wilson on the left side.
Well, they got Holt at here is 6'6". Garden Wilson, and Bullet East going to take some air out of it here.
And it's a smart move. I like this. Here goes Bailey Rakes to the free throw line, dumps it off to Ferris. He laid it in.
Beautiful pass that time by Bailey. Caught Ferris. Perfect bounce pass in rhythm. The big boy went up two hands, put it in.
Perfect execution by East. Eat up 40 seconds and get a layup.
Yep.
Donovan's got it. East back into that zone. Henson between the circles. Long cross-court pass to Holt. He'll throw one up from right at the three-point line. It is a two, and it's good.
What coaches used to call the worst shot in basketball, about a foot inside the three-point line. Still probably is not a good shot.
Now East is completely spread. Haley Rakes works one-on-one to the free throw line. Boy, I almost lost it. Connor Green, to Wilson. Cross court to Rakes, or Sharp.
Yeah, we've got four guards in right now, George, and approaching 2 minute mark, we're going to get five guards in as Luke Azell gets up off the bench.
Here's Donovan. Dumps it off to Sharp. Sharp breaks in, hands it off to Green, cut to the basket, and he lays it in.
It's an assist to an assist. Every basket this quarter has been off an assist.
Here's Henson. Three ball good off that right wing.
16 for Henson.
2 minutes left. 70-52 East by 18. Here's Rakes. Drives down. Blocked from behind by Henson. Rebounded by Green. Off to Wilson. Back out to Rakes here in midcourt.
Yeah, we don't need to shoot. Bailey almost, we can accuse him of being like Tyler. He wants to play, but not a good shot that time by Bailey.
Here's Wilson. He's in some trouble. Long cross-court pass. Off to Ferris. Two-hand dunk.
Another basket, another assist by East. That time, Connor Green.
Minute 30 left. Donovan from straight away. No good, and he's fouled by Wilson.
Do you know what, George? That is a call. I noticed Donovan done that in the first half. He clearly kicks his leg out and literally leaves it out there, hoping that a defensive player will run into it. The first time they did call it in the first half, this time they called it, and that makes, when you look at that on the film, that makes a referee look very, very bad. That's horrible. That's a horrible call.
72-53.
The old Reggie Miller, throw your leg out.
Donovan's second one good.
But give credit to Donovan, George.
He's shooting free throws.
Yep. North Bullitt's going to take his seniors out. Waving the white flag, it looks like. You know, these North Bullitt fans need to get on their feet and give these kids a standing ovation for what they have brought to the school. I know they're disappointed, but not beating Bullitt East. But you take your seniors out for the last time, you need to stand on your feet and show them some appreciation.
Yeah, exactly. They've had a great year. One of the best years in school history. And Jared Ferris was a man tonight. He's checking out for Bullitt East.
Yeah, I know Tyler had scored a bunch of points in bunches, but my MVP is Jared Ferris tonight.
I'd have to go along with you.
Him and his primal screams.
Sharp gives it off to Luke. Luke Ezell. And here's a pass stolen away, kicked by Holt. Boy, he almost had it.
So we need to find out who we play the winner of PRP, and I'm thinking it's either DeSales or Holy Cross, maybe. Odds are it's going to be PRP. And remember, if Bailey Rakes comes out to a nice hand, Noah Wilson comes in, Tyler Sharp comes out. But, George, we owe PRP, and we owe them big. So Thursday night, 6 o'clock, we owe the Ridge.
And here's Luke. He's fouled out around the top of the key, so Luke will actually not shoot free throws. They'll take it out of bounds.
Well, now they're going to give him free throws. The scoreboard's not updated.
Oh, okay.
I guess. Cool hand, Luke.
Exactly a minute left, and Luke had a chance to get in the scorebook. Missed the free throw. And Gerton hands it off to Holt. Back to Gerton. Luke's got him. Gerton slides down the right side, runs right over Zerschmied, no call. And Connor Green wrestles it out of there for the Chargers. 40 seconds left.
Connor Green's another kid, George, that has come on the halfway part of the season and played very well off the bench for Bullitt East. Bullitt East got a deep team, George. They'll play eight or nine kids, legitimately.
Zell off to Zerschmied. Wilson gives it off to Green in the corner. 18 seconds left, and East not going to shoot it.
Yep. North going to let them dribble it out, it looks like. Boy, these fans are on their feet.
And that brings us to the end of this one. As North Bullitt falls to Bullitt East, 72-55 in the first round of six region action. So Bullitt East got the first one under the belt. That's what it's all about, Ricky, at this point. You
survive and advance,
and
baby.
Survive and advance, and the Chargers played well tonight. Now we'll go ahead and let's take a two-minute timeout, and we'll come right back with some post-game interviews, hopefully, in 2 minutes.
The Heitzman Traditional Bakery is an underwriting supporter of Reach 95 FM. Located at 9426 Shelbyville Road, the Heitzman Bakery is the home of fresh baked breads, rolls, melt-in-your-mouth cookies, moist and delicious cakes, and the delicatessen of choice in Louisville. Heitzman Traditional Bakery and Deli has brought sensational flavor and catering to Kentuckiana for over 120 years. For more information, call them at 426-7736 or visit their website at heitzman-bakery.com.
For over 120 years, the Pioneer News has been proud to cover the events and happenings of Bullitt County. The Pioneer News is now proud to sponsor Bullitt East High School Sports and WFBR. Sports editor Mike Farner and publisher Thomas Barr combine for over 45 years of covering Bullitt County sports. Check out the Pioneer News every Monday and Wednesday or visit us at pioneernews.net.
And we're back here at North Bullitt High School, 72-55. Bullitt East knocks off North Bullitt, first round, sixth region tournament. And we got our player of the game here with us. Jared Farris joins us at midcourt. Jared, nice game tonight, big guy. Jared, talk a little bit about the game plan going in against a very good North Bullitt team.
Jared, speak a little bit after the disappointment at Fern Creek. It wasn't personally your best game. For you to come out tonight, you know, I know what Tyler did score. He scores points in bunches. But you defensively, you got off to a good start. So impressed with the way you have personally bounced back, and you mean a great deal to this team. You're going to be a key, you and Clefett, on how far this team goes. But just speak to the difference between losing the other night, not playing so well, and to what you did tonight.
Over the last 100 years, People's Bank Mount Washington has been the community bank of choice. While the area has grown, some things have not changed at all. We are still committed to being the only bank that you will ever need. With prompt service and two convenient locations, you can count on People's Bank Mount Washington, where our focus is you. People's Bank Mount Washington is a proud sponsor of Bullet East Athletics on WFBR. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Someday, I'll be a doctor, a lawyer, or an educator.
Someday, I might raise a family, teach my kids to chase their dreams, and to treat their neighbors with kindness and respect.
Someday, I'll be a civic leader,
a citizen activist,
a pillar in my community.
Someday, I'll make the world a better place.
But tonight, tonight is game night.
The Kentucky High School Athletic Association reminds you that high school sports do more than thrill us. They help prepare today's young athletes to be tomorrow's community leaders by teaching valuable skills like discipline, dedication, and teamwork, and by discouraging tobacco, drug, and alcohol use.
High school sports, bringing out the best in all of us.
This message brought to you by the Kentucky High School Athletic Association, thanks to the generosity of this radio station.
Hey, this is Jason from Building 429, and you're invited to join us as a part of the next edition of the CCM Radio Magazine.
For over 15 years, Jason and the guys have been impacting the world and encouraging us with their music.
This week, we spotlight some of their biggest songs. Plus, of course, we'll count down the top five most listened to songs of the week on Christian radio. I'm Wade McShane.
And I'm Tammy Arender.
Join us for the next CCM Radio Magazine.
Heard twice each weekend, Saturday and Sunday nights at 9, here on Reach 95 FM.
Elmcroft Senior Living is Bullitt County's only assisted living, offering beautiful apartments, good food, social activities, and excellent service at affordable prices. We are dedicated to serving the senior population of our hometown and the surrounding area. We provide help with the activities of daily living, such as bathing, dressing, and medication management. My name is Lisa McCubbins, and I am the Community Relations Director for Elmcroft of Mount Washington. I am inviting you to come in for a tour and experience all the great things we have to offer. As we say at Elmcroft Mount Washington, here's to life. Call me at 502-538-3172.
Keeping it positive with Nightline.
Hi, Andrea.
Amanda, tonight the spotlight is on our in-laws. They're such a blessing. Tell us about yours.
My in-laws, they're fantastic people. They're always loving and supportive of us, no matter what we have going on in our life. And I remember when I was planning my wedding, it was a little bit challenging to agree on anything with my mom.
Mm-hmm.
And so there was a night where I had a disagreement with my mom. I just drove to my in-law's house before they were even my in-laws, and I just cried on her lap, and she just let me get out my frustrations and feel what I was feeling, and just really helped me go through it, because I have five sister-in-laws as well, and so she had already been through all the wedding drama and all of that, so she knew exactly what I was feeling, so she was just really kind and loving and just helped me get through it.
That is such a huge blessing from your mother-in-law. You don't know what to expect when you get married from the new family, and it sounds like you fit right in.
Yes, they're great people.
Thanks for sharing your story and your heart tonight, Amanda.
Sure, thanks, Andrea.
Reach 95 FM, your family-friendly station, and Revell Books Publishers present The Prophetess, a novel about Deborah, the judge and prophet of Israel who led her people into battle and back to God. The second book in the Daughters of the Promised Land series, written by Jill Eileen Smith.
Deborah was a woman who was willing to listen to God, and even though she was a woman, which was unusual to be a leader in that culture, God could use anyone he wanted to, and he used one courageous woman. So I also hope that readers will find the grace that's in the Old Testament in this story.
The Prophetess, furnished and paid for by Revell Books. You can register to win the book and family rewards at todayschristianmusic.com. When I wander through the desert,
lost my way. I go running to your mountain, where your mercy sets me free. You are my strong tower, shelter.
This is your chance to brag on your in-laws. Tell us how they've really blessed your life. 844-94-9. That's 844-946-4448.
Down to the river, and now I
Hey, John, tonight we celebrate that relationship that we have with our in-laws. Tell me about your mother-in-law.
When my wife and I first got married, we had a kind of a rocky relationship because of things that happened in my wife's past with her mother. But now I'm so blessed to have her in my life because she's there for my two boys. And even though she can't supply money or anything, she's there to share the love.
That's the thing about wonderful in-laws. They can come into the family and add so much if you are so blessed to have the terrific in-laws that you do. And your mother-in-law certainly has blessed you in so many different ways, really.
Yes.
John, is there anything that you'd like to say to your sweet mother-in-law tonight?
I just want to let her know that we love her and we miss her.
From a broken sky, traced out by the city lights, my world from a mile high, best seat in the house tonight. Touchdown in the coal black top, hold on for the sudden stop, breathing the familiar shock of confusion and chaos. Are those people going somewhere? Why have I never cared? Give me your eyes for just one second. Give me your eyes so I can see everything that I keep missing. Give me your love for humanity. Give me your arms for the brokenhearted, the ones that are far beyond my reach. Give me your heart for the ones forgotten. Give me your eyes so I can see. Yeah. 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 Step out on a busy street, see a girl and our eyes meet. Does her best to smile at me, to hide what's underneath. There's a man just to her right, black suit and a bright red tie. Too ashamed to tell his wife he's out of work, he's buying time. Are those people going somewhere? Why? Give me your eyes for just one second. Give me your eyes so I can see everything that I keep missing. Give me your love for humanity. Give me your arms for the brokenhearted, the ones that are far beyond my reach. Give me your heart for the ones forgotten. Give me your eyes so I can see. Yeah. 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 I've been here a million times, a couple million eyes, just moving past me by. I swear I never thought that I was wrong. Well, I want a second glance, so give me a second chance to see the way you see the people all along. Give me your eyes for just one second. Give me your eyes so I can see everything that I keep missing. Give me your love for humanity. Give me your arms for the brokenhearted, the ones that are far beyond my reach. Give me your heart for the ones forgotten. Give me your eyes so I can see. Give me your eyes, Lord. Give me your eyes so I can see. Give me your heart for the ones forgotten. Give me your eyes so I can see. Give me your love for humanity. Give me your heart.
Family Rewards Update.
St. Paddy's Day is on the way, and we've got our Luck of the Irish Mega Sweepstakes for you. Your chance to win a St. Paddy's weekend getaway or $2,500 in cash. To win, you've got to be a member of Family Rewards, our frequent listener club. It's lots of fun to play. Just sign up for free right now. Log on to todayschristianmusic.com and click on Rewards to sign up, okay? And make sure you type in your artist of the day while you're there, Michael W. Smith.
95.3 WFBR.
You're too.